The day I started high school, I learned I wasn't allowed to like Creed anymore. I was developing my snob instincts at that point, but they hadn't come for Creed yet. Mostly, I belittled the various preps and posers that ruled my class, believing, correctly, that they were a more imminent threat to my social standing than were the nuances of dueling alternative rock sects. I believed that my marching orders were to hate the Black Eyed Peas and my once-beloved Britney Spears, not Creed, and I was all too happy to obey them. So Weathered was still in my portable CD player when I got onto the bus that day and sat beside a good-looking junior. But when I ejected it at the next bus stop, my handsome seatmate snickered. "Creed?" he said. "Really?" I like to think that today, I'd respond with the piss and vinegar that such sneering deserves. Like, what difference did it make to him whether I was listening to Creed? But I was brittle then, and desperate for approval, and so I absorbed those two words and the entire cruel landscape of implication that stretched beneath them. And I learned the appropriate relationship for me to have with Creed, which was one of low-grade superiority over them. Not a superiority to be asserted or defended, but simply low-wattage smirking at the very fact of them, as dull and unchangeable as the turning of the earth. I stopped listening to them. I cleared my walls of Scott Stapp paraphernalia. By then, the sharpness of my attraction to him had begun to blunt anyway. Boys at school had soft lips and well-defined arms, too, and they had the advantage of being in my orbit. Banishing Creed from my life was an early effort at padding my young feelings, dulling the severity and sincerity of them, in an effort to make them more palatable. At 10, I fell in love with anguish for the first time. At 14, I realized that unblunted anguish was unattractive to the people that I very much wanted to attract. It wasn't until a chance re-listening of One Last Breath that I realized I'd allowed certain muscles to atrophy unnecessarily. Who cares whether the band was derivative? What isn't derivative in this day and age? Creed cribbed from their idols with hard-nosed, unornamental skill. Their music sounds so simple that it's easy to lose sight of the songcraft in it. Plus, of course, to look back on Stapp's lyrics is to engage with earnest empathy in its most unpolished form. He wrote from the perspectives of rape victims, fathers holding their newborns, the suicidal. And fine, what he wrote may never win any MacArthur Genius Grants, but name a single other songwriter who was as prominent in those days and working his empathy muscles even half as hard. I realized, in other words, that I'd waved goodbye to sincerity too early. It's a common evolution, I think, but it's one that I'm ready to reverse. When I was a teenager, my peers' approval could not have mattered to me more, to the point that I was willing to learn how to sneer, how to mock, how to experience emotions almost sarcastically. If I dared to cry about pain that I was experiencing, I needed to then laugh at myself, apologize for my embarrassing behavior. In retrospect, it was a shame that we learned to blunt ourselves before we learned to be kind, but I get why we had to do it in that order. The hugeness of adolescent emotions would have crushed us if we hadn't learned to at least act like our feelings didn't matter. Now that I'm older and can recognize that not every pain is a death knell, I'd like to revisit that time in my life when I was equipped to give the hideousness of human emotion its respectful due. I'd like to groan and wail, and squeeze my eyes shut when I sing a particularly meaningful chorus. And I'd like to do all those things without worrying that people are making fun of me for it, even though they will be. So in case the message was remotely unclear, I like Creed. I liked Creed 17 years ago, I like Creed now, and I don't think I'll ever stop liking them. They lacked style, fine, so what? I embrace Creed, in fact, with arms wide open. And I invite anybody else who's sick of smirking behind the general public's back to do the same. We have so little time to engage with the art that our fellow humans have created, and of course nobody is obligated to like all of it. But to decide that someone's work has no merit, because that person is drunk or sick or unhappy. That is a judgment call that none of us should feel qualified to make.